One, two, three, tiddly bee, 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 tiddly bee, bee, bee. A long time ago, way back in history, when all there was to drink was nothing but cups of tea, along came a man by the name of Charlie Mops. He invented a wonderful drink and he made it out of hops. He must have been an admiral, a sultan, or a king.
All right, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning into this Brew Happy Radio Show. I'm your host, Damien Abizer, as the voice of beer. With us, as always, is Ryan Fitzgerald, otherwise known as DJ Fitzmagic, running the production board. How you doing?
I'm good. There's a weird staticky sound this evening, so hopefully it doesn't bother me too much. But
I'll pull it out in post.
Now, I think it's one of these chords, and there's like one of them that's like bad, and it bothers me. So anyway, hi, welcome. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. It's Monday.
Yeah, it's been a really long weekend.
It feels like a really long weekend.
Yeah, I worked all the way through it. I haven't had a weekend yet.
Well, you're going to enjoy today.
This is my weekend doing the show.
There you go. And of course, with us as always is
the amazing and wonderful our friend and good and sponsor, okay. John Paul from Paul Cigars.
Oh, you're going to take it? Okay, great.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah, that's what I do.
That's what you do. Hi, John.
There you go. Hey, it was a smoking week last week, and about half of this is going to be smoking, and we're done with the smoking weeks.
Yeah, we got one more day
tomorrow. Looks like it's 80, yeah, you're right. Yeah. But at least it's not supposed to rain heavy until Friday.
Got a little bit of warm weather left in us, I think.
Yeah, we're going to get it. We can get it.
We're getting the cool breezes.
We are.
I'm digging it.
I love the chilly
mornings.
Digging
it. Look, I'm wearing my hoodie.
It is chilly morning.
Hey, real quick before we go into further, weather. We missed it, but we're recognizing right here on the Brew Happy Show.
Oh, it's somebody's birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Hey, happy birthday, John.
Thank you.
You celebrated your birthday over the weekend.
Yeah.
I did. Went to the races.
48 years old, right?
48, yeah, something like that.
You went to the races? Was that the Camptown races?
No, it was the Army.
He was there when that song was wrote.
Oh, my God.
That's how old he is.
You know, it was the biggest sporting event to happen in Oregon since COVID.
Oh.
There was a shitload of people there.
Yeah, I'd imagine.
Not even the Ducks game?
No, way more than that. They probably had 100,000+.
Holy shit.
I bartended two weddings this weekend, and one of them was an Ethiopian wedding, and there was 300 people.
Hey, let's talk about where we're at, speaking of places to be.
Amazingly, they all wore their masks. That's awesome.
That's surprising. Yeah. We are at one of the best locations. It's the best kept secret locations.
Oh, yeah.
It is the McPolander's Tap Room here in Portland, Oregon.
Oh, yeah. And we have a wonderful guest with us today, our very own Jeremy Landers.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Pretty good, Jeremy. It's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having your show over here at my house.
Thank you for your hospitality.
No one's seen
that. You're always welcome.
Yeah.
I tried to explain to people what this is. We go over to this guy's house and drink in his garage. They're like, that sounds nice. We do that too. I was like, no, you don't understand.
Uh-uh.
He has a full walk-in cooler.
Uh-huh.
He has 11 taps, and he has a giant bottle selection. And they're like, wait, what?
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, oh, he also has a brewing setup, and you don't have any of that.
I was explaining this to somebody this past week, and I was like, oh, yeah, we're going to go to the McPolander's Tap Room. And they're like, oh,
where is that?
Where's that? I've never heard of that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, we've been going there for years. I really, like, hyped it up.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, God, wow,
how did I miss that?
Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty exclusive. You know, if you haven't heard of it, it's, you know. Yeah.
Probably we'll never get to go.
It's because it's invite only.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, man.
That's secret.
Well, what is it? And it's like, well, it's got a tap room in his garage. And he's like, oh, well, come on. I got a bar in my garage. I'm like, no. You don't have a walk-in cooler. You don't have a Blickman homebrew system. You don't have a cooler full of bottles of beer.
That's nice.
Yeah.
It's been difficult during the pandemic, though, but yeah, of course, we haven't been able to be open to too many friends.
You've been keeping it real, though.
You have. Yeah.
You're fully stocked
now,
in here.
Now, you actually looks like a brand new thing there. You got your own October canning machine.
Actually, you know, I've had that for a while, but it is a canned steamer.
Yeah,
it could do 12, 16s. We have entered competitions with it. Works really well.
Taking them on the road, yeah.
Taking them on the road. Like canning some of the rare stuff that's sitting, aging in the walk-in, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Are you going to take it to Belize?
No, we're not going to take it to
can't
Belize.
Take beer to Belize? Why not?
No, because you can't bring beer back from Belize.
That's true. So, we do have quite
3.5 ounces.
We do have quite a few things on tap. We have a pepper ale that was brewed by our young and aspiring brewer next door, Ryder.
Ryden. He's a whiz of sodas.
He's the whiz indeed.
Yes.
He brings the fizz.
It's okay.
The whiz brings
it's
the fizz.
It's an interesting pepper ale. It kind of has a cream soda-y feel, but it has that nice little peppery smell to it for sure.
Yeah, I think they use kind of vanilla cream soda as a base, if I'm remembering correctly, with ginger ale.
That's where that little bite comes from. I get it right. It's very forward in the okay.
And some fresh lime as well.
Okay.
As always, the Zombier sour is on. It's a fave. The McPellander's Experimental IPA number 4, which is what I'm drinking. It is really delicious.
Okay.
I do like it. You know, you can't go wrong with it. It's a fun little IPA.
It's different.
It's a little funkier than I think I would have thought it would be, but you got Vic's Secret, you got some Zamba in there. That's some good hops.
We were shooting for something a little bit more juicy, a little bit more piney.
It turned out being a little more ambery.
Yeah, it turned out being more of like an English IPA.
It's good though. It's good. It's definitely a sessionable,
quaffable.
We have the Baja Ben Sheep CDA from 5440. That's always a good one. That's what John's drinking.
That's what I'm drinking.
We also have the Bucket Bottom Pale Ale, which is a dry hop with evergreen, pine orange, and tangerine citrus. Ale. I'm going to be having that one next.
Okay.
That one looks also equally delicious. Number seven
is blank.
It's a mystery tap. Oh,
we have a mystery tap?
Yeah. We have a mystery tap.
You'll find out later.
Okay.
You won't find out on the show, but you'll find out outside of the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
It's a mystery tap.
Okay.
I'm calling it Pliny the Younger.
No.
I wish.
I don't think it is.
Then we have, of course, the McPollander's Raspberry Bomb Fruit Ale. Sue is here.
Definitely going to have that.
John's wife, Sue, is here. She's hanging out with us this evening drinking some whiskey and that Raspberry Bomb. I'm sure it's delicious.
Hi, Sue.
She says yes. She says hi. The Munich on the Columbia, Munich Lager from McPollander's, is also on. And then the Czech Lager is also there.
No! Come on, you have to say the word.
Czechsifico. It's not up to the level, and I have a very, very high level. And Ryan and
we
I
talked
are very,
about it. Yeah, we're in. We talked on about that. It. Damien is loving it.
Yeah,
it's a good pills.
I don't see anything wrong with it,
but
I like it better than Pacifico.
Well, that's good.
Yeah,
but it needs a little help. It needs a little push.
Well, Jeremy's a perfectionist.
Yeah. That's why if anything goes sideways, I'm really frustrated about it.
He pulls it and gives it to his friends. He doesn't like that.
The man's an artist.
Mix it with Tap 8. This could be just fine.
Oh, a Czechsifico Raspberry Bomb?
Raspifico.
Actually, wouldn't be bad.
Actually, wouldn't be bad. That's your mission before the end of the show.
Okay.
I
have my homework assignment.
we got here earlier. I got here earlier, and Jeremy and I are drinking the Hercules Mulligan rum and rye whiskey with ginger and bitters.
Oh.
It's delicious. Do you want some?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, Ryan.
I have a special glass for it.
This is really fantastic.
It is. The reason I'm drinking is because John shipped to my house during the pandemic last year.
During COVID time.
This is one of John's door drops.
Yeah.
Whiskey door.
So how do I subscribe to that? Oh, wait a minute. I think I'm already
think
part of that.
You're already part of that subscription service.
Yeah.
I brought two tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have a different prescription subscription service,
right,
though. He only
I brought
drops
you guys things tonight, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it's a subscription
service. He also brought birthday cake.
It's your birthday. Why are you bringing us stuff?
He's a hobbit.
Also, because Sue's here, so
because
she can
it's
enjoy
forgiving.
It. Yeah.
Birthdays are forgiving.
Yeah,
birthdays
it is.
Birthdays are forgiving, and we're giving you the gift of drinking your liquor.
That's kind of the same thing I do on my birthday.
Yeah.
I give
you
stuff
get
away.
Stuff. That's weird. That's funny that we do that. We're like, you guys come over and take all these things I don't want anymore.
I read Lord of the Rings when I was a kid, and I was just like, that's really cool. I'm going to do that.
Well, you know, sometimes giving is the best part of life and gifts.
Oh,
yeah, it's good, right?
Oh, my God. That is really good. Can
it
I
is
see the
a
bottle?
Little sweet.
Yeah, it's a little sweet.
I like it with a little water.
It's a little on the sweet side, but...
A little on the sweet side.
What happened to your voice there?
I'm sweet enough already.
It's a little on the sweet side. It's not so bad.
It's not so bad. Hi, Diane.
I like it.
Hi, Diane.
I like it.
Hey, Mikey, I think he likes it.
Diane is my mom.
Name that commercial. I know. That's why I was doing that, because you sound like your mother from Florida. Ah.
I like it, Dee.
Oh. Did you do your chores?
Did you scrub behind your ears?
Yeah, my mom doesn't even sound like
she
that.
Doesn't sound
I don't know
anything
why.
Like someone from New York.
I'm so glad she doesn't listen to the show.
She's not even Jewish.
No.
Not
even
God.
A little.
We're going to have a lot of fun tonight, but we always have fun doing the show for you, the listener, and we do thank you for tuning in.
Yeah.
Wherever you're tuning in on the podcast apps all over the place, Spotify, whether it's Google, Apple, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just we appreciate you tuning in.
Yeah.
And you can find us. Just Google us. We're out there. We have a website. We have social medias.
If you want to help support the show, you can do that on patreon.com/brewhappy.
And don't put your electronic device on the cables.
Oh, okay.
That was part of that. Okay. So, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We also have a YouTube channel of all of our journeys. If you guys want to see more journeys, tell us where we should go, and we'll film it for you.
That's as Journeys
as PG.
The right? Journey, yeah. Not the band.
Yeah. Well, we might go see Journey. That'd be fun. Brew Happy Journey to see Journey. I hear their shows are excellent these years. Now.
You know, I don't think that I'm going to stop believing.
No, I won't.
That could happen.
Don't stop believing.
Yeah.
Oh, this guy. Uh-oh. More.
Okay.
Oh, hold
on, liquor.
On.
We'll get back
a
to
hoodie?
That.
Really?
We'll get back to that.
Ooh.
It's this
back.
One.
Oh. Are we going to be twinsies?
Not really. Different color.
I don't care.
Okay, hold on. We're going to get to the gifts after the break.
Okay.
Just wait, hold off on the – you can still open your gift, but
yeah.
I'll get to mine and we'll get to that.
You can put his on.
I'm putting it on.
So earlier in the day,
I love fishnets.
We asked Jeremy to pick a number, and of course this number will correlate to the position of artist in the top 100 Billboard chart artists of all time. And I also asked Jen, who's no longer with us.
Jen is still alive.
Just
means that she's not
she's
feeling
not
well
with
today,
us
so
today.
She's not she's joining
asleep.
The show.
She's sick to her stomach right now, so she opted out.
May she rest in pieces.
Did she eat some bad pizza? I did that once.
No.
Sushi.
I'm so selective about my cheeses.
So Jeremy picked a number, and then I had Jen pick a number, and I had her pick three because we keep getting into this. Everyone wants to pick the same damn number.
Yeah.
So luckily, she didn't pick. But Jeremy picked 71. So for part of the show, we're going to be listening to the smooth and delicious sounds of Dionne Warwick.
Oh, wow.
And then Jen's first number was number three, so we'll end the show with the illustrious and magnificent Elton John.
Oh, wow. Number three. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Number
three.
So we're going to play you some tunes of Dionne Warwick. Do you have a selection? Do you like some Dionne?
She was great back in the day, man. Yeah.
She's always.
He's trying to figure out what her main songs were.
No.
I never found love again.
That's what I'm already.
Yeah, there you go.
On it. It's already on it. So.
You can check out these the Fitz Magic on or Fitz Hits as we sometimes call it, the Brew Happy Tunes playlist on Spotify. I listen to it whenever I take a road trip or whenever I do my chores.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start the first off with Dionne Warwick.
Are you adding all of these to the playlist?
Oh God, no.
Ah.
People can
Paul Anka.
No, here's why: because people can go look up the Billboard chart and find their own songs.
That's
their own shit.
Yeah,
it's much more difficult for me to cultivate it than there is for me to pull from an artist. All right,
so this isn't going on though.
No, none of it has since we played the game.
Okay,
because Fitz Magic might be in the hospital.
Yeah,
the broken hip.
We'll be right back.
Hold on. For yesterday, I won't turn my head in sorrow. If you should go away, I'll stand here and remember just how good it's been. And I know I'll never love this way again.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilty.
And I'm Travis Priest.
We're with Gorgeous Beer.
And you are enjoying the Brew Happy Show.
What's the plan, Thor?
It's a beer. A king's beer. Meant to be the greatest in all of Portland, Oregon. In theory, it could even summon the Bifrost.
Did it have a name?
Stormbreaker.
How will we find it?
Well, it's interesting you ask. They actually have two locations in Portland, Oregon. One in the Mississippi District, as well as their St. John's Pub. Home of the Juicy Lucy and axe-throwing competitions, which I will surely win.
With what?
With Stormbreaker.
Enjoy Stormbreaker beer, local to Portland, Oregon. Currently open for outdoor seating, covered and heated at both locations. Delivery available Monday through Saturday.
Brew Happy, proudly supporting women in craft beer since 2010.
Sometimes friends are all you need.
Here we are at Nicole and Juan.
I'll just keep drinking my Hercules Mulligan. Hold on a second. That I do believe I love you. And if I should ever go away, well then close your eyes and try to feel the way we do today. And then if you can remember. This is a song that we all sing together drunkenly at the karaoke.
Keep smiling. Keep shining, knowing you can always count on me.
And you like peach stuff,
for sure.
Sure. And you've had Octomore.
That's what friends are for. The good times.
The good times.
The bad times. I'll be on your side forevermore.
Hey, you know what's a good thing you should stick to?
That's what friends are for, Ryan.
Elvis Presley, and that's it.
Oh, yeah?
That's the only thing you should sing. Although, I was talking to John about it.
Oh? You didn't see my performance.
No, but he did tell me.
Uh-huh.
And he said...
He forgot that I could sing.
Well, he said, Elvis, you can sing. He goes...
I've done other stuff.
He goes, that's probably about it.
I mean,
I think it's because of the vibrato.
Oh, yeah.
That's good, though.
Yeah, you got to get the moves in there, too.
Right.
It really helps.
Really got to thrust the pelvis.
Yeah. I'm all about the pelvis. Did a lot of Latin dancing when I was younger.
Ding, 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 ding. Florida's known for that.
Yeah, I can throw it out there.
Let's talk about your gift real quick.
Wow. I'm wearing it, and it's very dark camouflage. I can barely see myself.
Yeah. But it looks like a Brothers Cascadia sweatshirt from Brothers Cascadia Brewing.
It is. I'm almost twinsies with John.
Almost.
He's in blue.
Yours looks good on
but
you, though.
It's the same exact design. It's
like your heart, no black.
Yeah. It matches his beer better.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Mr. Jeremy Landers got a gift. Jeremy, what did you get there, sir?
Oh, my.
His is drinkable.
See, I mean, yours is drinkable.
John Paul always aged the loveliest gifts. This is a Brooklotic. It's a distillery from Isla.
Yep.
It's around the west half of the island of Isla in Scotland. This is Isla Barley 2011.
That's a little old.
Well, I mean, yeah, but it was probably, this was their version of it in 2011. Was that pretty much?
No, that's when they distilled it and okay. They bottled it.
This year? 6 months ago.
18. So it's a, okay. it's a 7.
Okay,
a
so 7. Okay. That's not bad, though.
So as you said, it was it's made with barley from some specific farms
right.
on the island.
And they list the farms on, yeah. On the bottle.
It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 farms that contributed their barley to this. And did they roast it? Do you know if they roasted the barley on island or?
Everything's done on island.
On just
everything
100%.
Is 100%.
Yeah. So I know that a major micro or a macro distillery actually does a lot of the barley roasting on island, and I didn't know if they had like a second area where they do their own malting and all that or not. But
I think it's all done at their place because they're not that big.
Right. Right. And, oh my gosh, it's lovely. It's a bit of a curveball.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it's not really peaty.
No, but it's got this really interesting. Okay, this is a good way to say this. Bog mummy, but in a good way.
Bog mummy?
Bog yeah. Mummy.
Bog mummy.
Bog mummy in a good way.
Is that a mummy that's no. dug out of a bog?
No, it's earthy, salty.
Oh.
Kind of danky, but okay. not
danky and briny.
Yeah, it's briny. Definitely got that salty
yeah.
earth right. flavor.
Because, right. see, because if nothing else, at least on the island, if they don't peat or peat dry the barley, they still use their water from the island.
What?
And the water still has peat.
Right.
A little briny. Yeah.
Briny
well,
stuff
the thing about it is if think about it this way. Mm-hmm. Think about going to a very remote and small little creek and seeing down up the river all these mossy kind of rocks that are covered and the river's flowing all this stuff. And then you get down to the Everett and there's take a little sip and you're getting a lot of those earthy, fun little notes that would come off that moss.
Yeah. I normally don't drink out of a creek, but...
But that's what I'm talking about. Bog mummy.
That's because you lived in Florida.
Yeah.
You don't drink out of things in Florida.
Here, you don't drink out of anything.
But here, the earth is a little different.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's really interesting because when you get if you get a chance, if you go to Isla, and it's a beautiful, beautiful place, but if you get a chance, tromp through a bog.
Yeah.
And then you'll like you put the waders on, tromp through a bog.
I'm
yeah.
just gonna tromp over.
I own a square foot. A square
me too.
Foot, yeah.
High five.
We own a square foot.
We own a square
of
foot
bog.
Of Scotland.
You know you can. Oh. You know what they do with it? They plant a tree on it.
Yeah,
that's great.
No, they don't plant a tree.
They
it's
don't?
Gotta be a bog.
Can you go there and plant a tree on
no.
it?
No,
you can't do anything.
I can go and look at it and touch it. You can't take any of it with you either.
No. One square foot.
You can't take like a rock.
No,
or,
now it doesn't.
Or,
I'm going to bring back dirt? Some peat. It just won't be my peat. It'll be some other one's peat off to the side
probably
of the road.
Probably Jeremy.
Oh, okay.
It's possibly peat. My peat.
Yeah.
But you know,
don't touch my peat.
When you stick your foot into the bog, you see this water just pops up around, and it's like dark brown. It's like
nasty.
Like okay. in Inverness, like the,
so it
the
makes you want to drink
mouth,
like
yeah,
pudding.
The mouth of Loch Ness. It's this weird muddy looking water, and they use that to make. The distillates.
Yeah. Okay, but so do I want to drink this?
Well, yeah. They clarify
you should
it, of course.
You should definitely drink it.
You guys are really selling it.
Here's
what
I'm going to tell you. If you don't drink it and you walk away from this house tonight not drinking it, you will be ever in your own misery of not drinking it.
Okay. But I've been working on lately. I've been getting a bunch of bottles made by different people that are just 100% Isla product. Just different. You know, they're all sort of doing it, sort of a trend because there aren't enough farms on that.
I'm smelling that
bog.
Oh,
you've
done too much. I also think that don't worry about it. Just drink it.
A little copper, little minerally kind of thing going on in there, too. It's really lovely.
Yeah, it's subtle because it's sort of subtle. That it's not peaty, so it doesn't take over.
Tastes better
subtle,
than it smells.
The subtle taste in it.
Yeah, it's
peat
a mild
can be overwhelming. Because I have the other thing in the world that will peat your mouth and you'll smell peat
it
for
will,
3 days.
It'll do what in your mouth?
You peat your mouth.
Okay.
Dude.
I'm just having a little trouble with the audio here.
Peat your mouth.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I love a little peat in my mouth.
I got one. You know,
forgive us, listener. We're working through some technical difficulties. I'm just trying to figure out.
Never
know what we're talking
I said
about
peat
here.
In your mouth.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody's going to do that.
I got a gift too. I got a gift too.
Okay.
Moving on. Nah,
nobody's peeing in Ryan's mouth.
That is true. Jeremy recognized the box. And
oh.
Then he said.
Wait, does that say
yes?
Zabadoo? Zabadoo-boo?
Zabadoo-doo.
Zappity-happity.
Zakapua.
Zakapua. This is Adam Sandler's realm.
Shut up, ma'am.
Wow.
See, that's the Solera bottle.
So this is the Solera bottle. See this that? Is the Zacapa. Zacapa rum.
Ron Zacapa.
Zacapa. This is aged in the cool air of the Guatemalan highlands.
It says Sistema 23 Solera.
Yeah, this is 2,300 meters above sea level, allowing the rum to mature more slowly and in barrels. Like cooking over a low flame, these conditions allow this rum to obtain exceptionally deep aromas, rich color, and profound flavor.
Yeah,
and
so that's
Jeremy has
virgin sugar cane, so that sugar cane was never deflowered.
That is 100% true.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite rums.
Really?
I actually need to get another bottle of it. It's been a while.
It's not everywhere.
No, it's not that easy to find.
They have it. You just have to hunt it down. I got this at the Cascade Station.
Oh, yeah.
They had, like, three bottles.
Hold on, let's see if I can just get this out.
I think that was the closest one in north or central.
It makes
Portland.
You feel good when you get that up.
Oh, yeah.
You're trying to figure out what to do with your glass. You should go rinse it and bring it back.
You know what this reminds me of, John Paul? Ron Zacapa 23 actually reminds me of Dos Madeiras. Five by five.
Oh, because it's a lot. Oh, yeah. Let me see the color of it. Color is that bottle? It's a white bottle.
Yep. Yeah, it's tasty. It's
That is the smoothest flowing. Actually, it's very viscous.
Oh,
my brother-in-law.
Viscous.
My brother-in-law Peter, who's a Dane Landish, if you will. He actually introduced me. He said, "You like pirate rum? Let me upgrade you,
pirate
son.
Pirate rum.
You might actually want to try Ron Zacapa." And
here,
it totally changed my life.
I'm gonna pass the whole thing into trying to pour everybody's from down here because I've already poured three and I'm gonna.
We already got him done.
Thanks, sir. Ron Zacapa.
Well, here we go.
Oh, she's already got some, but he wants some.
Yeah, he does.
Give him some.
There we go.
Okay,
I'm gonna try some. Hold on.
Now I gotta try this.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on. Here we go.
Rub-a-dum-dum.
I remember when this used to be a beer show.
It still is. We're drinking lots of beer and lots of other things. It's a brew show.
Good thing, I only live 9 minutes away.
The thing about it is that...
I'm going to stop after this.
After you get out of the mash tun, you could go a couple of different ways. You could go beer. You could go distillate. You have options.
Beer is just the least process, right?
Correct.
Yeah, right. Doesn't that make you happy?
Yeah.
I watched it.
Makes me brew happy.
No, not you. Right? Now, here's the difference between this being just straight rum and the thing I gave you earlier is this is going to be the sweetest, easiest nectar to sip down.
God, you know what? This is so
interesting.
This
nose is way in there. I'm going to snort
it. This is a... nice and there's like salty and minerally and briny as well, but it's in a different way.
No, this is I didn't even flinch.
Because you don't get the sweetness on the nose.
Yeah.
You don't get the sweetness
all
in
the mouth.
It's in the mouth.
I didn't even flinch when I sipped this. Usually like, ooh, that's
the
a
sweetness is in the mouth.
Holy shit.
Oh yeah, that's
amazing.
That's
a prost.
Smooth.
Oh,
yeah. Prost to that.
Ting, ting, ting.
Son of a bitch.
Cheers.
John, I need more beer.
Oh, man.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, John.
God, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Jeremy, while we are in between... Oh, there's another box. It's okay if you go slowly outside. You don't have to try and rush out there.
Yeah, don't impale yourself on my mic stand.
You almost not only impaled yourself, but took the whole cord with you.
Well, quick enough not to, right?
That was a good job. You're a quick guy.
Yeah, it just shows how well I set everything up when we...
There you go.
got here?
Let's talk to Jeremy Landers.
Yeah.
Because he's got some couple, you've got a couple beers up here. I'm about ready to try number six, which is the bucket bottom.
Yeah,
but you've
before
been brewing
we,
like every weekend.
Yeah, before we get to that, I wanna talk a little bit about number 10.
We talked about it the last time we were here.
Yeah, no. Really?
A recap?
Yeah,
you want to recap?
I want to recap, yeah.
So recap Czechsifico 101.
Yeah.
Real quick, Jen and I went to Mexico. All that was really available was Pacifico. And we wanted to kind of make a clone of it when we got home. I'd never done any kind of a lager. So what I did was I researched quite a bit, found a really good idea on a recipe, made the recipe. And then at the time we were about to brew it, I was like, yeah, all right, great. So we're doing it. Everything's going great. And then get down to the part where you add the yeast. And we didn't have Mexican lager yeast. So we couldn't make a Pacifico clone. What did we have? We had Pilsner Urquell. So we actually...
German yeast.
Yeah, we used that instead. Actually, it's Czechia. And it's the same thing. Well, Pilsner Urquell from Imperial. So we used that instead. Jen's like, what's the worst that could happen? It could turn into beer. So... We did that, and it was one of the best
it
brews
did turn into
we've
beer,
ever made.
Like a magic,
wow!
Like a magic act.
Yeah, but now ever since that first brew, it just
it's not the same.
God, it's so hard to hit that because it's like the tallest high jump bar you can ever set for yourself.
Wow, the lager.
Thank
stuff,
you, Ryan.
The lager thing.
Yeah, but I mean, I love it so much. I'll keep trying to get back to that pinnacle.
Yeah, and now so I'm trying the Munich on the Columbia Munich lager.
Right.
Let's just touch on that for a moment.
Was that the one I had last time I was here?
I'm telling you, I'm getting some great head off of this.
It's good to get great head.
it keeps beer from being oxidized.
We had a lot of extra Munich 10L, so and I'd never made a 100% Munich lager, so I just wanted to see what it would taste like. And it started out okay, but yeah, as the months wore on, I fell out of love with this beer.
It betrayed me in a way I could not describe.
And let me talk to you about this bucket bottom pale ale. It's dry hopped with evergreen, so it's got a fine orange, tangerine, citrus, little flavor. You know what this is? This is a really great beer.
Thank you.
Honestly, it is simple. It is forward. It is not overcomplicated. It's 5.3%. I'm sure the IBUs are around 45.
Probably around that.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
And the flavor is great. You know what it is? It's hazier than the one you were trying to make hazy.
And it's named after you.
Hey,
old Ryan Bucket Bottom. That's what they used to call him back in the day.
Bootstraps.
You know what?
And it goes good with a lot of these whiskeys on the table.
The reason, or to dilute the whiskeys
on a lot of them.
Well, the reason we called it Bucket Bottom, though, and Jen's like, do you really want to call it that?
Yes.
I said, yeah, because of how we made it. And I took a look at the bucket. It's like, what is the rest of the grain left in the bottom of this bucket?
Oh.
Was it just evergreen?
No. So we took, we have a little bit more of this left in this bucket. A little bit more of this left in this bucket. So there's about five or six different grains.
Yeah.
And I basically scooped into the bottom of the bucket.
What was your base on that?
The base.
Like two row?
Highly likely is usually the, we use like Belgian Pils malt as our base.
Okay.
For like almost everything.
It's good though.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good and clean, and it gives a nice little honey tangent.
Oh.
I think that is, that's a perfect description. Honey tangent. I love it. It really is simple. I would say go get a little sip of it yourself if you haven't, neither John or Damien. But
or you listeners out there.
Yeah. Just come on by and knock on Jeremy's door.
Get your own sample, you know.
It's really good. Okay, so let's continue to talk to you. I see some things that are fermenting. I see some things that are on deck. I'm sure that hasn't changed in a long time. But if that's not the case, I do want... Because I said, you've been brewing beers. And you're like, come over, we're brewing a beer. And I'm like, I want to, but I'm spending time with my wife and child. But what's next?
What's next?
And then... tell us what's on number seven.
That's a good question. So, first off, when we brew something, we've been trying to, you know, when we first got this new brew system, it was like, okay, this is a crazy contraption. We can only do like one at a time.
And for the listeners that are just tuning in, tell them a little bit about your system.
Okay. Well,
how much beer can you make with this?
We can make comfortably 10 gallons at one time.
Yeah.
If we really push it, we could probably do 15. Not Ooh. Such a great idea because that's a near 20 gallon brew pot.
Yeah, but it could overboil.
It could overboil.
And you don't want that.
No, no. Kind of difficult to make anything super high gravity like a barley wine, but it's a Blickman pilot system.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you could find in a professional brewery. My wife was tired of brewing out of a Coleman, so this was a birthday present.
Yeah, yeah. This would be a really great system for a small brewery to have this pilot system.
Pilot to figure out things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you know, it's got all these quick connects. Well, they're not really quick; they take some time. But long story short is, we figured out a way how to make multiple beers.
Yeah.
And we dialed it in to to a really great extent. We are able to mash one while we're boiling another, and then running out. You know, it's really easy.
Wow,
so
yeah, you guys got your system down, huh?
Oh yeah. So we'll just do it three at a time. What's next on the docket? Well, that's a good question, because now fermenting is not actually accurate. We wanted to put some stuff in.
It's
there,
not the pear cider.
No. Okay, so that's been up there for a while.
Okay.
And so I'm just waiting for Jen to make the pear cider. She's here, so she can't defend herself.
So as soon as she does, you know
it'll be over. Is it pear season right now, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's literally right now.
Right now.
Yeah.
Oh, the rhubarb? The rhubarb bomb is pretty. The rhubarb. Oh,
the rhubarb. That was the competition, right?
Yes, that was the one that Jen won Best of Show in 2014, I want to say. 2014 or 16? I can't see it right. 2014.
The medal's on the wall.
Yeah. She won Best of Show at Fall Classics 2014. With
nice.
And it is lovely. It is currently carbonating, and I could probably bring it out for you very shortly.
Oh, nice.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
And then I'm seeing this Chad Hicks Beamish Poison Oak Mead. Is this made with real poison oak?
No.
Can you make things with poison oak?
No.
That's two different things.
Is that something I want to drink?
Beamish poison oak.
Yeah, two different things.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Chad came over a while ago, and he made his Beamish clone, which is phenomenal. I wish he'd brew more. But yeah, he made this beautiful 3.5 Beamish clone. He's always
Is there nothing on 11 then?
There's nothing on 11 right now.
There's your nitro line.
Yeah, that's the nitro line. I could switch out the tap, but
yeah, why is it Chad's on there right now?
Because unfortunately, Chad's something went sideways and it ran out all my nitrous. So I lost 1,000 pounds of nitrous.
Oh, Jesus.
In my walk-ins, so that's why.
There goes $300.
Yeah. It's not that expensive, but yeah, that's why 11's off right now, but 7. I'll give you a taste of 7. Don't worry.
Yeah, okay.
You can get this on the open market.
Yeah, you can. But if you said to me that if your neighbors knew, they'd come over and drink it.
That's right.
Okay. So
they always keep their windows open over there. So
yeah, but they don't listen to the show. So what secret?
We talk about it.
Yeah. What? You got Pliny the Younger?
Three-way IPA.
On 7 again?
Yeah.
Oh, that triple
and
IPA.
And Pliny the Elder?
And Blind Pig?
A vertical tasting of abyss?
I should be so lucky.
But you did tell me now.
We can do that last one.
Now, there is a shelf here in your little cooler. It says this shelf is that shelf.
Geez, yeah.
And that shelf, you just said you cleared out of all your abyss.
Oh.
And now is the free to drink whenever you'd like, whoever you are, and at any time shelf.
Yes. What that really means is
shelf.
That we grab from that shelf.
We kept like two full verticals of abyss on the 15 years worth of of abyss in there.
Wow!
And I had to move it out because I was getting tired of it, like starting
being
to
in the way. Yeah.
Well, it's actually the labels start to get moldy.
Right.
So I cleaned them all off. Was very carefully putting them into boxes, and now they're in the walk-in. So I wanted to make a shelf when Jen and I last took a walkabout elsewhere. The people who are watching our lovely kittens, we wanted to give them a shelf that they could just always get at.
Oh, that's
so
a good idea.
This shelf is that. That shelf, yeah.
Pull off that shelf. And
that's
on
great.
That shelf, there is the beer Lenner Weiss.
Oh, yeah.
And the Cascading Kolsch.
Yeah. Real quick, and this is a little bit of nepotism.
Of course. By all means.
5440, they made this beautiful B. Lenner Weiss. It's a Berliner Weiss with...
Prosta
5440.
Yeah. Bolt Minister,
Man, brew with honey, and it's lovely. It's got this nice little...
Charlie Hutchins, I think.
No.
Charlie Hutchins isn't there?
No.
Where's he at?
It was a while ago.
I don't know, to be honest.
He's
no.
Not there.
No, not there. But no, it's been Bolt.
We have had
Bolt Navy for a while, and they're just
killing it. And they're opening up in a new location out in Carson, and we're gonna go. We're gonna have pizza.
Stevenson.
Wow.
Stevenson.
Oh, it's Stevenson. That's right.
Not Carson.
That's the third time
he thinks that they're like that close to each other.
Okay, you have to go through Stevenson to get to Carson.
Yes, but they're not that close.
It's a 15-minute
drive. It's the same city. You know, it's not the same city.
Okay, anyway, they're in Stevenson.
They've got I've got that on the shelf. I've got the Cascading Cold.
Did he take over the old Viking ice cream parlor? Remember when you go to Stevenson on the right there? There's that old Viking.
I never went to Stevenson other than for beer.
Anyway,
Ryan's making stuff up.
No, I swear to God, because we used to go out past
with
Carson.
His child, he was a child. His dad took him out there.
No,
come on.
Oh, okay. No, we used to go out past Carson to Little White Salmon. And
oh, White Salmon. Oh, that's way farther down.
Right.
The road.
So we would go down to a government camp that friends had, and we would go out there, and it's called Willard, because that was the it was Little White Salmon Willard, and that's the. Not the distillery, the what is it called? Grain farm that's out there. And so we would go out past there. It's a government camp for logging.
Okay.
And we would camp out there. That's my childhood was spent out at Little White Salmon.
Okay, I was just making sure this wasn't a memory that
Little
was implanted by the
River?
Matrix
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. So for the Vike, we would stop there and get ice cream at the Little Viking or Viking ice cream or something. There was a little shop there on the right when you came into Stevenson.
Yeah.
Someone look it up.
Okay.
Someone will.
Oh, well, there is.
Okay, so nothing on deck, Jeremy.
Number seven.
Well, my question. What would you like to see on deck?
You know, honestly, here we're coming into now. I don't want to be that picky or that guy.
You should.
But there's a guy we know, excuse me, who lives very close to you, who has brewed beer for us before.
I know which one you're thinking about.
And I would like that beer to be made again.
Funhouse Brews, Jason Rizos. Yeah,
but I would like that beer to be made by you guys, and we can rename it and call it something else.
He made the wedding beer that I designed for your wedding.
Between him and you, yeah. The Nuptials, which was it actually ended up, it was a Pilsner, and then he took the whole Pilsner idea and turned it into a, what did he say, a amber lager.
Yes.
And it was probably one of the best beers that I think I had ever had to date.
He modified the grain build a little bit.
Yeah, the thing about
original
inception. We spoke.
Okay.
We spoke about this. as a matter of fact, we had, Christine, our next door neighbor. We spoke about
she
this.
She smelled tap seven.
Yeah. she still does not know.
We're not going to tell her. We don't know.
I said, hey, I went over on one of his Thursdays because he's always open on Thursday.
Right.
You can actually go to him on Thursday
and
pay him money for his beer.
Right. Anyway.
But he said, I said, that Squirrel Riot, that English Brown is one of the most badass beers.
So good.
So good.
Yeah.
And he's like, we should make it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
All right.
absolutely.
Jason's always down to brew beer. And so, what ended up happening in a long story, if you guys want to go back and listen to it, he ended up starting to make this beer. And I kind of told him what I was looking for because it was September. We just had our anniversary, so we've been married 3 years now. And I remember talking to him about it, and he had things already working. And he ended up taking this Pilsner recipe and taking some of that Pilsner off and then going ahead, we're going to do this. We're going to throw this grain in there. We're going to do this. And he only brewed, I think, maybe a total of 2 half barrels and then another 6 still, and I got one of the half barrels.
Yeah.
And it was gone.
Yeah.
We drank literally all but 3 glasses worth of that.
Yeah. The wedding loved it.
Yeah. We drank every ounce of it. That was the only thing I drank the entire night, which explains why I slept like a baby. It was such a great beer. And I said, Jason, I told him when I dropped the keg off, I go, I'm not blowing smoke up your ass. You're a good brewer, but this is a great beer. That you've done a really good job. And he was like, looked at me kind of the same way you do when we say good job. You're like, oh thanks. Like, he doesn't really want to take the compliment. I'm like, I'm dead serious. This is a great beer. Don't ever not make it again.
Yeah.
And he goes, what? I go, continue to make this forever until you die. And he goes, okay.
I said the same thing to him about Squirrel Riot.
Right.
Here's the part of the
problem. The Nut Brown Ale.
Nut
Brown,
that was a good one.
Yeah, he needs to kind of go away from one of those and then move that one in. Because that lager, amber lager, is so rich.
But with the way that the market's going right now, he can't make money. money off of things like that. Everybody seems to want an IPA or a hazy IPA.
Oh, I know.
IPA.
No. Everybody wants an IPA. Hazies are selling big in the market.
Yeah.
Sometimes sours. Lagers are really big.
The only
also.
People that drink browns are brewers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's unfortunate.
Same thing with
but
ESBs.
It's not ESBs.
Now, the squirrel one, but it's a red ale, and mine is
even
a
red
lager.
Ales. No one drinks red
ales.
It's
just amber. Mm-hmm.
Some of our favorite some
it's
of our favorite
about the
styles.
Same color as this rum.
Yeah, Squirrel Riot Nut Brown, it's one of his best, but he can't make money off of it.
The nuptials, I think he could make money off of. That's
a
good lager.
I think so. I think so.
We should talk to him. We need to do a collab.
Yeah, you know what?
Homebrew.
You know what kind of beer I would be interested in trying to make with you, Jeremy, is an improved version of the Henry Weinhardt's Private Reserve.
I'm game.
Yeah, I know there's a homebrew recipe out there, and I think we could tweak that and make it a better beer.
Which color is it though? Is it blue, green, or yellow? I can't remember which one.
Oh, that's
it's
the
blue.
That's,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the,
No. The Blue Boar was the blue label. The Private Reserve was the black label.
Black label.
You know what you call it though? You call it
Jeremy's Private Reserve.
Yeah. Jeremy's Private Reserve.
McPolander's Private Reserve.
McPolander's Private Reserve. Exactly.
I was gonna say Private Parts, but that's
You'd be sued by someone on that one.
Oh.
Yeah, I know
Polander's Private Parts.
Yeah, but I know. Well, then that would be okay if you put
spare parts.
Oh, you could do Henry McPolander's Private Reserve.
Oh. There you
go. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah. I think that's really saying something.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they're out.
That's awesome. That's an awesome name.
There it is. Pros to that idea. All right.
Yeah.
Henry McPolander's Private Reserve.
Because everyone's going to know what it is.
Yes.
And they'll love it. They'll be in your...
Because if you say Bolander's Private Reserve, they may not sure exactly the style of beer. But you put the Henry's in there.
You heard it here first on the Brew Happy Show.
It's fucking coming.
Yeah.
And Jen's be like, when did we decide this?
Damien decided. You know, the other one that I wanted to rebrew, actually, it's been a while, and we did actually brew this with Bolt at 5440. It was the cucumber honeydew...
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
It was really, really tasty.
That is a good beer. Yeah.
I feel like this would be a great time to go ahead and make that same exact beer, but then be like, oh, let's just throw something else in there.
Sure. And that is the fun of home brewing, is taking, you know, something that you're familiar with, and then just throwing your own little spin on it and seeing what turns out.
Like basil.
The things that you liked. Things that you didn't like, and then try it again.
Like basil German Pilsner or something like that.
Yeah.
Something crazy.
I will tell you, though, if we don't see before the end of the year on the Nitro a vanilla porter or stout, I am going to lose my god-friggin' mind.
Okay, I've already got a recipe. I've already got a recipe.
Well,
I could do that.
All right.
I could do that.
All right.
I could do that.
Spill it.
Well, it's going to happen.
Okay. He's keeping it under his hat. Did you see him move his hat? He's like, no, I got to keep it under here.
Right.
And we made a beer that was...
He pulled back that hairline, and there it is.
We made a beer that was kind of like, it was an Imperial Stout, but we took second runnings off of it, and I simmered it down.
Yeah. Oh.
Added a little bit of vanilla.
Yep.
Like rye that had vanilla sitting in it for a while. And I told you about it, and we called it Time Will Tell.
I will say...
I'm thinking, God, I might want to make a full batch of that.
Okay, but now we have, I'm thinking it's time we pull off, we do a little distilling ourselves, and we have some barrel-aged rum that goes into that.
Oh,
still, keep the vanilla, keep the 100%.
You see that 3-gallon barrel
What's that? That's interesting.
Yeah, I noticed your
what's
little...
Every once in a while I shake it, because I keep whiskey in it.
Yeah.
I throw beer in it, and I pull it out.
A little beer and...
He's got to keep it wet on the inside.
It's not the Infinity barrel.
No. But, I mean, I keep it conditioned so that when I decide to
put whiskey in there,
it'll stay watertight.
So then when you take it out and then you throw the beer in there.
So we could also maybe throw a little bit of rum in there and just make it... Porter in my nitronite.
Or that's where you put the sherry.
Here's what I'll tell you. It doesn't matter what it is. It's going to be smooth. It's going to be
mouthful, and it's going to be delicious. So we'll look forward to that coming months.
All right.
Sounds good.
By the end of the year, maybe first part of the year.
Yeah.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year's.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about some news.
Yeah,
some
we
things.
Got a lot of cool things going
Shit
on in the industry.
To talk about.
Yeah.
A lot of awards.
There were awards.
There were so many awards. And travels that we didn't take.
We're not going to get too deep into it because we are going to be covering that with Tomas. Next week, because he was at the awards.
Whoa, is he bringing my iPad?
Yeah, he's bringing
Jesus
your iPad.
Oh
he's
my
been
God.
Holding your iPad hostage. he's got a bottom. I don't know that leather satchel he always carries around. It's a bottomless pit. Yeah. I can't believe how many things he can fit in that thing. But yeah.
He's fitting how I control my business in his bag for 3 months.
Along with his laptop and his files and his paperwork and all the other stuff that he does, right. Somehow it's in there. And he didn't even notice. All right, Ryan, what do we got for music?
We're going to the other side of the pond, and for the remainder of the show, we're going to throw away the Dionne Warwick and bring in the Elton John.
John.
Thanks, Jen, for your selection and contribution.
Hey,
to
that was
show.
My first concert.
Elton John?
Elton John, 1975.
How appropriate.
We'll be right back.
I love this song.
This is Jason Rizos with Funhouse Brews, and you are listening to the Brew Happy Podcast.
I'm John Paul from Paul Cigars. Everyone knows I think craft beer is awesome, but so is my huge selection of cigars. You can get all your favorite tobacco products at any one of my conveniently placed locations in Beaverton, East Vancouver, and my headquarters store on Janssen Beach. Our wide selection of helpful staff will make your visit so very satisfying. You might even want to have a beer to celebrate. So come on in and check us out. For more information, contact us at paulcigars.net.
This is Casey Helwig with Imperial Yeast, and you're listening to the Brew Happy Show.
John, I need more beer.
Did you see Rocket Man?
I did. It was good.
Such a goddamn good movie.
Yeah. I love Elton John.
Well, I not only love Elton John, but I love the performance that he put on as Elton John. He sung all those songs, too. I swear to God.
Oh, wow.
That's him singing.
I thought so. He did a great job.
Yeah. I need to go watch that movie again.
It's very rare that, like, the actor does the actual song.
There are a few movies
and
that
pulls
are like
it off.
That, right. You know the thing about that is I forget how much heartache and drug use and alcoholism and things like that. Just how detrimental his earlier life was to him. And
well,
then,
it's a lot of coping that that goes on when it's crazy. When you're coming up in a celebrity scene.
Well, it's not even that. You know, finding your sexual
adapting.
Identity.
I was going to address that.
He had to deal with, you know, the mother and father that really weren't so there for him.
Supportive, yeah.
Yeah, and just, of course, being a megastar all at once.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, he just got...
There's a lot of things he had to transcend.
It was
and,
such an interesting song.
I think he's done a
movie.
Fantastic job.
Well, and we talked about the thing at the end of the movie is, you know, he's still standing as he's coming out of being... You know, he's sober now since then. He's sober for, 40-something years now. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Not 40, but years, 30 years.
And I think he'd agree. He's much better off for it.
He is one of the happiest people.
Yeah.
At some of the performances he's done recently, like with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
He's so great. He's just great still. He's standing the test of time.
Yeah, he's one of the few celebrities left alive that I would really love to meet.
Prince was one of those that I wish I could have met. Oh, God,
man.
What a great, what an amazing guitar player.
Yeah. I wouldn't expect him to give me the time of day, but I would just love to have shook his hand and just tell him,
thank you.
Hey,
thank
thanks.
You. Yeah. Thank you for
thanks for everything you did.
yeah. All right. Well, let's get back into the show.
Oh yeah.
These guys are talking.
They are rapping over here.
They
what
are
is
having
going
a
on?
Good time. I don't even think Jeremy knows that we're recording.
They have their own show going on over here.
They do. but that's good. That's okay. This is what part of the show is about.
Yeah.
They're having a good time. They're talking about.
I'm here. I promise.
Things.
They're excited.
You know, we're talking about rocks.
Yeah, rocks.
We were talking about rock too.
We're talking about rock.
Yeah,
rock
and John rock is pretty rocking, and
Well, we got some news. Do you want to do?
Wait, why are we involved when you're doing the news anyway? Let's go back to what we were doing.
You can. Okay. You can. Want to. That's
yeah,
fine.
Fine.
What the hell?
Fine. All right. We'll turn off your mics.
See you later. Have a nice day.
Do
you want me to do the news first, and then we'll come back to the GABF?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'll do that, you do this, and then we'll talk about that, and we'll go down the list together.
Sweet.
Hey, look at that. I got something good.
Oh, you got something good.
Yeah, Zupan's Market and Old Town Brewing partnered on a farm-to-market Oktoberfest Marzen. There you go.
I know that's surprising. I think there's only two Zupans left.
Marzen-style lager, that's right. The Old Town Brewing Company is helping develop the 16th beer of the Farm to Table Market Series. Oktoberfest-style lager with a darker of malt roast and a little bit of caramel sweetness. Just time for fall. Incredibly proud of the portfolio, as they say, of the beers we've created from the Farm to Table Market Program. Mike Zupan of Zupan's Markets, president and CEO. It's amazing to collaborate for the first time with Old Time Brewing, I'm super excited to drink this. Go get yours. It's a 16-ounce can.
Oh, yeah.
Marzen. Little Beast Brewing.
Real quick.
Okay.
We, Culmination Brewing also did a collab with Old Town Brewing, and that's going to be really, really great.
What is it? You want to come back when you find it? When you find it?
Hold on. It is
8, 7, 6. You should have had it first before I went. Find it, and I'll come back to you.
Oh, it's the Orion Spelt collab.
Oh, hello.
With Old Town, and that is only going to be released to Washington.
Wow.
That's
John,
right.
John and I are going to have to get some of that.
Yeah. That's so I'm only releasing that in kegs. To Washington, and it will be available on draft at the tap room.
Final draft tap room.
Yes.
Hopefully. Tell Mike of it. He'll get some.
Yeah. Working out distribution.
There we go. Little Beast Brewing releases Maker Series collaboration with Salt and Straw and two fresh hops.
Yeah.
What? That's
two?
Right. Salted Malted Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough.
Oh.
A Maker Series collaboration with Portland Salt and Straw will debut Sunday, September 12th. That was just a couple days ago.
It's not even
fair. It's a special beer and ice cream pairing, Little Beast Beer Garden. The Green Keeper Fresh Hop Pale Ale is now available, as well as the Little Green Mean Fresh Hop Hazy IPA, which is releasing on the 15th.
Yeah, this is the kind of stuff that happens every time I decide I'm going to get into shape. The very next day, I hear about dessert beers.
Yeah. Salted Malted Chocolate Chip Cookie Dough. is a 7% ABV beer that is brewed to mimic the popular Salt and Straw ice cream of the same name. The ice cream gets its maltiness from crystal malt, so Little Beast's founder Charles Porter employed English crystal malt.
Crystal malt?
To replicate the malty character.
I went to school with her.
Hey. Porter, you went to Charles Porter? Porter used the Singing Dog's double fold vanilla Skagit Valley malting molasses malt, salt, lactose, and Meridian cow coconibs in the brew. That's a mouthful, literally. The Porter only used it's a small batch series in the culinary inspired beers. Go get yourself delicious salted malted chocolate chip cookie dough.
Is Singing Dogs by any chance a reference to you and I singing earlier on the show?
if you ever need me to like say anything of these things for you, please let me know. Please.
Liquor. It's
he
liquor.
Has a really hard liquor? Time with pronunciation.
Greenkeeper Fresh Hop Pale Ale, as well as the Little Green Mean Fresh Hop Hazy IPA, are now coming out.
I got the I had those.
You had
you
one.
Did?
You didn't have the other. The other one releases on the 15th.
What'd you think?
You had one. You didn't have the other.
Okay. Oh.
You want me to finish? I'm gonna finish. Talk about your image. Check out Little Beast. Great Notion Brewing. Ripe IPA will be available at the Portland Trailblazer game.
Oh, no, it will not.
There's a pro spell that you don't hear. Oh, my God. There it is. Portland's popular Great Notion Brewing has just signed a multi-year partnership with the Portland Trailblazers. This new deal will see Great Notion's Ripe IPA served inside the Moda Center during Trailblazer games.
Oh, my.
Congratulations to Great Notion Brewing.
Yeah.
And then for all of you whiskey friends and fans out there, I know John will agree with this, but Whiskey Wednesday is brought to you by George Dickel Bourbon.
Hey, George Dickel's great stuff.
What? Dickel Bourbon.
Yeah, I like the Dickel rye.
Aged 8 years, George Dickel Tennessee Whiskey is now added to the George Dickel Bourbon and its award-winning portfolio. Get some of that for your Whiskey Wednesday coming up. It's 100-proof Tennessee whiskey. It was quite complex, and it's affordable at $40 a bottle.
Yeah,
get your Dickel.
Get your Dickel tickle on.
If I can suggest, try the bottled in bond. It's lovely.
Oh, that is good.
Oh, my.
And then the last thing we have to talk about, which both Damien and I are going to hit on, for the first time in...
Not romantically.
No, in the first time in a long time, our good friends at GABF have not only awarded a lot of medals, but they awarded more medals to Washington breweries than they did Oregon.
Okay. First time ever.
22-15. Hello, baby.
Okay.
That's right. This week, past weekend, GABF, which was really early.
Yeah.
Really early.
It really snuck up on me and caught me by surprise. Usually
I didn't even fucking know it was going to happen.
Usually it's around our birthdays.
Yeah, in October.
October. So, hell, guys.
Do you want to take the Oregon? I'll take the Washington, since there's more.
All right, start off with Washington.
Yeah, go ahead. Category field beer, 91 entries. A silver medal went to Versatile Solutions of Modern Living. This is a Barrage Beer Company in Seattle, Washington. A Session IPA, a bronze went to Ticklish Warrior at Grains of Wrath in Camas.
Oh.
For gluten-free beers, we have Whatcha Standard Stout from Goatfish.
Oh.
Ghostfish.
Ghostfish, yeah.
In Seattle.
I remember that guy.
We have our friends at Cloudburst. They took a couple of a gold and a silver for their pills.
Oh, yeah.
And there's Vickle Beer. Bohemian Style Pilsner, which had 161 entries, took a silver to Polaris Pilsner from Chainline Brewing in Kirkland, Washington. Yeah.
No kidding. Okay. Okay.
Munich Style Helles is 203 entries. Gold went to Frost Hammer Helles from Grains of Wrath Brewing in Camas, Washington. And then bronze went to Kolschen Brewing in Bellingham, Washington. Wow, way up there in Bellingham. Might have come. International Dark Lagers, there were 54 entries. A bronze went to the Late Boat Czech Style Dark Lager from San Juan Island Brewing Company in Friday Harbor, Washington. Chuckanuck won a gold for its Kolsch.
Oh, not surprising.
Not surprising. Stoop Brewing won a silver for its Mosaic Pale.
Okay.
Varietal won a silver for its Supcuz IPA.
Oh.
Stoop also won a silver for its Stoop Northwest Red. Good
okay.
For them. We have another one here, a couple other ones.
You know, I feel like Stoop should do a beer called So Good It's Stupid.
It's Stoop-ed. Bronze went to Lily White Wit at Rubens Brews for
yeah.
the Belgian wit beer. Robust Porter, they had 77 entries. Grimlock Porter in Vancouver, Washington. Lewitt Brewing took a bronze.
I feel like Grimlock is the name of one of the Dinobots from the 80s.
It might as well be.
It was.
Old Ale and Strong Ale or Barley Wine, 83 entries, and a silver went to Fremont Brewing for Brew 4000. And then Old Scrooge took a bronze from Silver City Brewing in Bremerton, Washington. Those are your Washington Brewery Awards. Guys,
wow.
I'm going to give it up. 22
yep.
medals.
Yep. You guys earned it.
You earned the hail.
Good on
you.
Good on you.
Grains of Wrath, though. A couple of good medals there. Silver,
yeah.
gold. What do you got for Oregon there, Dean?
Well, we got 15 winners and... my God, it's a really great list.
It's actually one of the best lists.
Yeah,
it's so easily just straightforward the beers.
Yeah, Stonefly Session Ale won a gold from Three Creeks Brewing,
yep.
Out in Sisters. The Session India Pale Ale category, Barley Browns got a gold with their Moxie Water.
I haven't had it yet, but I heard so many good things.
I haven't had it either. But, Deschutes Brewery won a silver for the D. Wright Imperial Brown.
Ooh, nice.
Breakside got a bronze for the Disco Queen Lager. That's their Slabtown location, specifically.
Oh, good for them.
Yeah.
That's, I think, maybe one of the first... No, not the first time they've won, but that's a good award for them.
Yeah, yeah. Worthy got an award for their Strata IPA. They got the silver.
Nice.
Which isn't surprising. That's a very good-selling beer.
That's a great beer from Worthy.
Mm-hmm. And then we got...
That was in the Australian Pale Ale category, too.
Yeah,
it
sure was.
They only had 26 entries, so it was... I don't know. That's a weird category. It's a new category. Since
still,
they take so many hops.
It's enough to make it a tough choice.
Seriously, internationally, yeah.
Yeah, Ex Novo Brewing did their Intergalactic Pale Reality, and they got a silver in the International Pale Ale or New Zealand Pale Ale Award.
Nice.
So they stole it from the New Zealand Pale Ale.
We won.
Although it is a great American beer fest, so there wouldn't be anyone to do. But anyway, moving on.
Let's see. Rogue East Side Pub, they got an award, silver, for the Newport Days Hazy Pale Ale.
Hey, we love those guys, the Green Dragon.
Yeah, that's the pilot brewery right here in town.
Yeah. That's right off 9th and Belmont.
Yeah, what? I don't know if Danny's still the brewer over there.
I don't know.
I almost tell you he's not.
Okay, and then we got Freem. I was just out there in Hood River about a week ago with my brother, and they won a silver for their IPA, American-style strong pale ale. Really good. I've had it. We've all had it. It's fantastic.
Here's a big one.
Oh, yeah. American-style India pale ale, 404 entries. And guess who won a gold?
That's right, our good friends.
For Volatile Substance, Von Ebert Brewing.
Right there in the Pearl, baby.
Oh, yeah, baby.
I watched their video when they announced it, and those guys jumped out of their seats.
They went apeshit.
So congratulations to the whole crew. Tom,
yeah.
Maddie's over there. Those guys are great. Big
so
cheers.
I so wish
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your mic's on.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
I so wish I could have seen that. John and I were so busy.
You know, here's the beautiful thing is they earned that gold medal. Those guys work so hard. Not that everyone doesn't work hard, but they work so hard.
Yeah.
And their crew over there is just continuously growing and changing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they promote people and they move them over to different breweries that they open, like the Glendevere location.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's a lot of competition.
They're always trying to raise people up.
Yeah. Yep. They really do.
Absolutely.
Here's another one that's actually been on the shelf for a very long time.
Hello.
And it's getting the recognition it deserves.
It's
always nice to see
that. I finally had it the other day, and I was like, God damn, this is so good.
Polly's Not Irish from Old Town Brewing for the American Amber Red Ale.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and then extra special bitter, one of John's favorite categories, ESB. We got a gold for the Velvet ESB by Hopworks, our friends at Hopworks.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yes, I'm sad that we lost the episode we did with them recently, but we'll have to do another one.
Yeah.
And then that's all right.
It is my fault.
Let's see.
Another gold? A couple more golds.
Yeah. Specialty Berliner Berliner style Weiss. Breakside Passion Fruit Sour.
Yeah, that's good stuff, yeah, man.
That's the Southeast Tap Room in Milwaukee. That's their production facility.
That's a great one, though.
Yeah. And then German style alt beer, Block 15 for their alt beer.
Yep.
Yeah, and they do a great job.
And then the last one I think is really I didn't actually
second to last.
No, we don't need to do that one. We don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. You ever had them?
Crowing Hen?
I've never had them.
French Prairie. Who's for the specialty Saison.
Who is that?
They're out in Carlton, Oregon, and they deserve praise.
Oh, congratulations on your silver medal.
I've never heard of them before, but hey, you're on the map now, guys.
Good job. And then, of course, the last one, the Belgian fruit beer.
Yeah, that's out of by Alesong, the Stone Fruit Symphony from Eugene.
Nice job, guys.
Yeah, gold medal, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much,
all
everybody.
Of those winners.
Yeah, Washington, Oregon, thank you for representing the Pacific Northwest.
22-15, though. That's, hey. Bring it, Oregon, bring it. You got a lot work on. Hey,
all right.
It's not like they haven't before.
Now, here's what I will say.
We've been giving you a run for your money for a while.
Yeah, we're going to take the next couple of years. Don't worry.
About time you Washington folks
stepped
up.
About time we got some shit right.
Pull the lead out.
By the way, I think we need to make a plan to all be there next year because I think we'll probably all be – everyone will be fully vaccinated and there'll be no more pandemic, right?
Done, and I'll have air miles.
Super.
Shut
up. I know it's not going to happen.
Reality?
No? Reality is.
Are you not going to go?
54% right now.
You don't think we're going
to
go?
That's bad.
I've, Jen and I have been to GABF at least a few times. And
we've definitely been a half a dozen.
It kicks your ass.
It does.
It's pretty hard. And
it's a grueling 3 days.
We know because I went for my 30th birthday 5 years ago, and it kicked my ass.
Yeah, he went there to turn 30, and he turned 35.
It kicked. The other thing I didn't actually prepare for, and I probably should have, was the altitude, because by the time I left, I was I need to leave. I think the third day we were there, I was like, I think I have altitude sickness.
Yeah.
And John's like, you're fine, drink.
They were slowing me down.
John's such a trooper.
We're going to the next beer.
They're going, I can't take any more.
Putting us
youngsters
to shame.
Although that is also the same trip that I watched. I was like, hey, John, what's with the puke on the roof? He's like, had to do it.
Oh, my God.
I was like, why? He goes, I smoked too much.
Yeah,
keep going.
You're not supposed to hold that in.
Yeah. I will tell you, that trip to Denver made me fall in love with one particular beer.
Yeah.
And that is the Graham Cracker Stout from Denver Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
I have never in my life had something completely blow my mind and then make me want it more.
Wow, yeah. I know. We were picking up the pieces for at least 20 minutes.
Hello. it's good stuff. So
so real quick, I have a rest in peace for that as far as, Denver, if
you
will.
Oh,
no. No, a bar. Falling Rock.
Falling Rock. Let's do a prost to Falling Rock.
A prost to Falling Rock and Chris Black.
Yeah, you guys... I mean, can you imagine all of those tap handles that were lining the ceiling
Believe
of that
or not,
place?
I was there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people flew out.
For the Blazer game, and they were still open.
Oh, yeah.
And I went there. They weren't open. They were only open like a couple days a week.
Well, when it happened, it seemed to come on so super quick. Like, well, we've been in this game for a while. And how difficult the pandemic has been, and so.
But also the amount of businesses that have opened that sell beer in the same neighborhood now is increased quite a bit. They've had a lot of breweries in that area and stuff too.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of competition.
Yeah. There's other things that also came into play that finally put the kibosh. But in any case, Chris Black, Falling Rock, thanks for being there.
Yeah.
It is tough, and when you get good bars and good tap rooms that really support local craft beer, and then just end up not being able to make it, it's just
that was the nerdy of that bar.
Hey, where's my watering hole?
Yeah, our Falling Rock was Bailey's.
I have a memory, though. I have a memory, though.
Right.
I'm sorry, real quick. I mean,
sure.
You said Bailey's. Yes, okay.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Rest in peace for Bailey's as well, but I have to say this real quick before we leave Falling Rock.
Yeah.
I remember. Thanks a lot, Ryan. I remember Don Younger coming up in a horse-drawn carriage.
Oh,
with
my
his
God.
Friend.
I've seen the pictures.
Oh, I saw that. It was amazing. Like, he pops out and he carries his, you know, they come on up and he's got his space at the bar. I was like, I'm never going to see this again. This is crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy as shit.
That was
well,
great.
And honestly, now you won't.
No.
My hope is, as we get into, you know, the opening up of new things, is that I'm hoping that someone actually does take over the first and second floor, because you can't do two different things. You have to do one thing.
No, there. State Farm took over the bottom floor of Bailey's.
Well, we're going to kill them.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, they did. About
it's
no,
disgusting.
No, no, no. So I drove by there
about
just the other day, and it's all boarded up.
It still is, but the State Farm's in
the
there.
State Farm sign.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Yeah. So what?
That means they took out the cooler, they took out the taps, and it's just...
It won't
it's
ever
just
be
a couple
there
of,
again.
It's just a couple of people sitting there
right.
where office. People used to enjoy themselves.
Do you have the theme song from The Incredible Hulk?
Yes. Yes, actually.
That'd be kind of perfect.
Don't even worry about it. I got it.
Long story short, it's been a really painful 23 years since the pandemic started. Feels like 23 years.
Now, here's the thing.
Okay.
Honestly, though, I really will miss the upper lip more than anything. Bailey's always was pushing the
I
envelope.
I never got a chance.
Yeah.
Never? We did so many shows there.
I know. I mean, be angry all you want. People have lives. You can't always go and have beer. You guys have the best life. You live the best life.
We try.
I wish I could be.
Only on Mondays.
Now, I will tell you, though, as much as Bailey's did, you know, digital pour, thank you, Bailey's.
Yeah.
Bringing new breweries and beers up in the spotlight. Thank you, Bailey's. But the thing about the upper lip was you were never going to find some of the bottles and beers that they had up there ever without them being there. And they had some rare beers. They had some weird beers. Mm-hmm. They had some fun beers on tap. And I remember we were there. We went up there and Cameron was like, oh, yeah, we expanded the tap list by four beers. We're like, what?
Yeah.
You added four more beers?
Yeah.
It is probably one of the hardest things that is – been taken from us in the beer world.
Yeah, I just bumped into Cameron over at Bridgetown Beer House.
How's he doing?
He's doing really good. Yeah.
No, that's not the best thing about it. The best thing was how steep the stairs were, so if you're really drunk, you fell.
That wasn't the best thing, John.
It was. You saw someone roll down there? You couldn't believe it.
Have you ever seen anybody roll down there?
No, but I'm sure someone did.
Sure someone has. It's a eatery down there.
Dude, it's
brutal. Definitely wasn't me.
It was steep.
That's all we need to know.
Well, let's talk to John Paul because John is always going around.
Yeah.
He's always
drinking beer.
Let's hear
about your latest adventures, John.
John
and I, Fresh Hops.
We know it.
So I actually met up with John.
I met up with John at Cerveza on Friday.
So, yeah, you guys went to Cerveza, and I said, what are you doing? He's like, I'm at Cerveza.
Man.
I was like, well, I'm not going there, but I'll meet you in Portland or in Vancouver on your way back. So let's start with your trip there, and we'll come to my side.
Yeah, they had awesome beers. They have from Other Half Brewing Company in Brooklyn,
New York.
And I was shocked how good their beers were. Fantastic. They had the thing with the IPAs we had, they were all double dry hopped.
Mm-hmm.
And some even, they did a little lactose thing. They had a triple New England IPA there. Man, it was just unbelievable.
Wow.
I was shocked. I wanted to go back, and we can't get these beers on tap again.
No.
From Brooklyn.
No.
And, of course, they have all these awesome IPAs and stuff. And it went to Damien again, the only lager they have.
Yes.
So he missed out.
I did not miss out, actually. I got the Eastern European style golden lager. It's called the Ivy City Lager and weighed in at 7.5. It came in a 12-ounce pour, 4.6%. And I was driving. I needed to go pick up Bronwyn from work. So that's why I chose the lowest ABV beer. I've been really into lagers the last couple of years, as you guys that have been following the show out there probably have picked up on. And I can't help myself. The next thing I was going to have if I stayed for another round would have been the oat cream IPA with lactose.
Oh, that's right. They had the cream stuff.
Yeah.
They had the double dry hop cream. It was weird. I had cream IPAs.
Yeah, you liked it.
I know. It was unbelievable. I never had a cream IPA before.
That was really cool.
Cream pails.
Yeah, that was a really good treat.
That was crazy.
I enjoyed it.
And since you love lagers, my next beer after that was the lager by Ecliptic, a fresh hop Astra lager.
Of course it was.
Of course it was. We had that. And then another one I love, because I love they have a Marzan Oktoberfresh by Zogelhaus.
Oh.
Which is another unusual. That's, you don't see that too often.
Thank you. I do love a Marzan.
Right. And this is fresh hop.
Underrated style.
You don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also had a Nikasi Pale Ale. This fresh hop Strata, which you don't see that too much up here. One of my favorites is the, one of my favorite hops ever, fresh hops, is from Nikasi.
Yeah.
Then they had Stormbreaker. This is a weird one. It was an international IPA. It was called Fridge Art.
Oh. Okay. Fridge Art?
Fridge Art.
Fridge Art.
Like refrigerator art.
Oh, okay.
That was the name of a beer.
Yeah, there was definitely a early place that I lived in college that I drew on the fridge.
The fridge, yeah. You were a child.
I used dry erase markers because I thought they would come off, and I was wrong.
You were wrong.
That came out of my deposit.
Another fresh hop I had last week was unusual.
No shit.
It was a fresh hop money ale from Upright, and it's an American IPA that's aged in gin barrels.
Oh, wow.
As a fresh hop.
Okay. That's a lot of stuff.
Sue says no thanks.
Yeah, stuff going I wasn't on there. Thinking. You know, I just don't get the gin barrel.
Yeah.
Here. I'm trying, but it's just not working.
It's a very particular beer you have to make if you're going to gin barrel something.
Well,
I feel like hops and juniper are kind of competing forces.
There we go. Another one we had was Migration's Fresh Out of Portland Strata Fresh Hop.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one. That
was
great. Migration, they do a good job.
I've had that one.
Yeah.
They also had up at Roscoe's, they had the Perk Near Fresh Hop IPA by Crux.
Oh.
And that's one of the top trending of fresh hops in town. So that was a pretty... That one was not as good as I would like either. Mm-hmm. But you know, that's how it goes. We also had a Matchless Pale Ale, which is I try and get any Matchless fresh hops I can.
Oh, I know you do.
So down here is sort of hard to get.
Yeah,
so.
You've been hot to trot on them. They've been doing a great job. And well, they've been selling really well for the last few years.
And also, I had a fresh hop Pilsner from Von Ebert.
Yeah.
So they won their awards for that. And so it was...
proof's in the pudding, right?
There you go. And I did have one unusual beer last week.
Uh-huh.
It was a Captain Save a Hop with pineapple. It was an IPA.
What?
American with pineapple.
Oh.
And that was surprisingly good. I was shocked. So that was that for the fresh hops. But one different beer was the I had the Beer Mongers ESB, which was their anniversary beer made with Matchless. Matchless is known for their hazies and their IPAs, but they made an ESB for Mongers' 12th anniversary.
Oh, yeah.
So I brought some of those for you guys.
What?
Yeah, so there we go.
All right.
There we go.
Okay.
You're not going to get those anywhere else.
Hello.
Hello.
That sounds really cool.
That sounds really great.
So that was the outbreaks, the fresh hop outbreaks of hops this week.
So you guys went and did Cerveza, and I Friday.
Cerveza?
Yeah, Friday I had.
I have not gotten to that yet.
I was going
to
say.
Trapdoor.
Yeah, so I went to Trapdoor.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I told John.
Did you fall in?
Well, no, I didn't. I held on for dear life because the beer was there.
He knew about the trapdoor.
Yeah, I knew about it. I had seen on the social medias. Of the trapdoor, a new fresh hop, which is the Glowed Up. So they had a New England IPA, Glowed Up, and it was delicious. I had that, sat on the patio, drank that. It was very hazy.
Way better than the Glowed Down.
Well, the Glowed Down is not a beer they serve there, so you're right. But this is fresh Glowed Up.
Okay.
It was delicious. And then John and I and Sue, we made our way over to Sasquatch.
Oh.
And I had a strawberry sour from Little Beast.
Oh, nice.
Not the one you're thinking of, a new one.
Oh.
And John and Sue met me there. They had their cigars. We had some beers. We had some nice time. Burley was there.
I love Burley.
Gotta love Burley, though.
Yeah. Just being around that animal is so therapeutic.
Yeah, it's so So we had a good time up there, and it was fun. We had a nice time.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, I'm sorry again. I wasn't able to join you guys. It was the intention, but Bronwyn got out of work a little bit late, and I was hoping to make it for last call.
Yeah.
I totally would have jetted all the way up there for last call.
That's all good.
It would have been great to have the gang all
together. I think I was home by 11.
So. Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay, we would have missed you then.
Yeah.
But we should definitely do a hang soon.
Either that, Thirsty Scratchets or Brothers Cascadia, so.
What? How much have you had to drink?
You've
been hitting that bottle a little hard there,
buddy. No, I actually haven't.
Huh?
Yeah,
okay.
Probably could.
You gonna be all right getting home?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we still doing a show?
Yeah. Okay. Hey guys.
I've explained to him how I teach lobsters how to read.
Okay. Right. Lobsters
that's a different podcast.
Don't read. That's the
they do when I'm around.
That's lobster happy with John Paul.
I'm gonna have a check bomb right real quick. I'm gonna have a check bomb.
Yeah.
Check bomb.
Chechnya bomb.
We're gonna have cake.
Okay. Right. We're gonna have cake.
Yeah. So we're gonna have cake after the show, and John's gonna teach lobsters how to smoke cigars and read.
No.
We'll just keep the mics on, and we'll have an overpour episode.
Okay.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Some cake.
All right, yeah, and for you Patreon subscribers, you'll be able to listen in on what we're going.
He's got
to
open his gift.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't opened
you gotta open the gift.
Okay,
Jeremy,
fine.
Jeremy, open the gift.
Open the
gift.
Wait, right now?
Right now.
Okay, hold on.
So for you Patreon subscribers, we have something really cool coming to you. If you are listening, you will know about it before you get it, so expect it in the mail. I didn't get a lot of responses back on our last gift that we sent you guys, and I sent you guys a lot of stuff. So we'll be sending some more stuff. We're picking up the pace on that kind of thing. And
some fun things happen.
This is a rare find, something that I dug out of one of the breweries that I sometimes clean out. And
do you know what it is?
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Yeah, got yours already.
A sticker on the side that says that.
For female use only?
The following information is provided to comply with the state of California's Prop 65
law,
it could possibly give me cancer.
If you turn it over, it actually tells you that they've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, I get those calls all the damn time.
Can we
please stop that?
And when you open the box, there's a little there's a pamphlet in there about how to get some reward points on your next Marriott
stay. If you've ever come into contact with mesothelioma, you may be entitled to a settlement.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I'm pulling something out of the box.
Or if you've had a mesh implant for a hernia recently.
What do you got there?
I have a weapon.
Take off the bubble wrap.
You really do have a weapon.
It looks like you're holding a stick.
Oh, man, it's a billy club. Hey, thanks, guys. No, it's a black... And purple.
It's a McKellar
tap handle, and this is like beautiful.
Picture time.
All right,
absolutely.
Bring that a little closer to the camera. Oh yeah.
That one. Is for you and your tap house.
Yeah.
Thank you so. This is fantastic. This is beautiful. This
now,
is
I
actually
I don't know
very
if that
unique.
Needs to, I was gonna say if I don't know if it needs to be the nitro tap handle, but it would be the tallest of them all.
Well, you know,
you're missing one on 7 though, which we don't know what it is. I'm gonna have 7 real quick. I'm gonna try it.
You know what? I'm gonna put this on 7, and then I'll tell
you.
You
know what we're gonna do? We're gonna tell me. That's our overpour right there.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta listen in to see what's on tap number 7.
Yeah. What? Yeah. All right. Free Patreon subscribers, now you know what you're going to be getting in the mail for the rest of you. For those of you who are not Patreon subscribers, go ahead and go to patreon.com/brewhappy and subscribe. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show. We need memory cards and
more beer.
I think we're probably good on cables and mics at the moment, but there's always memory issues and little dongles and adapters and things that we have to swap out. And
he just put the tap handle on number 7.
Oh, here he goes. Look at that.
Tap number 7.
He's percolating over there. For you listeners out there, thank you so much for listening to the show. As always, I don't just like you. I love you, and I want to have a beer with you. This has been a really great show, and I'm so glad that you guys tuned in with us this week. Next week, we're going to have Tomas Slider from Culmination Brewing back on the show, along with Darren Provenzano from Fractured Brewing. Tomas went out to... Great American Beer Festival, and he witnessed all of the fun and the hubbub.
Yep.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and then Darren from Fractured has some new stuff that is coming out of this new fledgling brewery that is emerging from the dust of where McKellar used to be.
Burnside, yeah.
All right. Until next week, beer fans, keep brewing. Brew happy. I'm Damian Advisor, and this is the Brew Happy Show. Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pretty cool, huh?
And the one we have two. That was a horrible part of town. But the one in Paris.
Production is brought to you by Brew Happy Media, the ultimate brewer's media resource. For more information, go to thebrewhappyshow.com and brewhappypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube at Brew Happy. For more cigar pairings, please check out our sponsor, paulcigars.net. Questions, concerns, advertising, or guest relations, please reach us at brewhappypdx@gmail.com. Remember, Brew Happy. Drink responsibly. Cheers.